Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tarot, No Questions Asked. Mastering the Art of Intuitive Reading by Teresa Reed is a practical guide for readers who want to move beyond rigid meanings and toward a more fluid, intuitive relationship with the cards. Known for blending grounded professionalism with approachable spirituality, Reed focuses on how to read real people in real situations, even when the querent is vague, guarded, or unsure what to ask. The book's core promise is in the title: you can deliver a helpful reading without forcing a client to frame the perfect question. Instead, you learn to let the spread, symbols, and your perception reveal what matters most. Along the way, Reed addresses common sticking points such as uncertainty, over-reliance on guidebooks, and fear of being wrong. She also emphasizes ethical practice, healthy boundaries, and the role of empathy so that intuitive reading stays useful rather than performative. The result is a reader-centered approach that aims to build confidence, clarity, and trust in your own interpretive voice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading without a perfect question. A central idea of the book is that tarot can be effective even when no clear question is asked. Many clients and even self-readers struggle to articulate what they need, or they may ask something that is too narrow, too loaded, or rooted in anxiety. Reed reframes this as a feature, not a failure. The cards can surface the real theme underneath the surface conversation. She explores ways to begin a session that invite openness, such as setting an intention, establishing what kind of help is desired, and choosing spreads designed for exploration rather than prediction. This approach also supports readers who feel pressured when someone sits down and says, "Read me." Instead of scrambling, you learn to let the first cards describe the landscape: what is pressing, what is hidden, what is changing, and what support is available. The method encourages you to focus on patterns, emotional tone, and the direction of energy rather than getting trapped by literal interpretations. The outcome is a reading that feels relevant and coherent, offering the querent a practical next step even when the starting point is uncertain. Secondly, developing intuitive skill with structure, Reed emphasizes that intuitive reading is not guessing, and it is not a special gift reserved for a few. It is a skill that can be trained through consistent practice, observation, and feedback. The book supports intuition with structure, so the reader has a reliable process when inspiration feels quiet. This may include grounding before a reading, forming a clear intention, noticing immediate impressions, and then confirming those impressions through imagery, suit dynamics, and card relationships. By working this way, the reader learns to trust first hits while still verifying them with tarot logic. Reed also addresses the trap of overdependence on memorized meanings, which can flatten a reading into a recital. Instead, she encourages engagement with the artwork, symbols, body sensations, and emotional cues that arise in the moment. The structure acts like a container. It keeps the reading focused, helps separate signal from noise, and reduces performance pressure. Over time, the reader builds a personal vocabulary of symbols and lived associations, making readings faster, clearer, and more authentic. The overall message is that intuition grows through repetition and reflection, not through perfection. Thirdly, interpreting cards in context and combination. Another major theme is that cards do not speak in isolation. Reed highlights the importance of contextual interpretation. The same card can indicate very different things depending on the surrounding cards, the situation, and the emotional temperature of the querent. This topic pushes readers to think in sentences rather than single-word definitions. You learn to look at elemental balance, suit dominance, and the interaction between majors and minors to determine where the weight of the message sits. Position meanings and spreads are treated as active prompts that shape how a card expresses itself. Reed also encourages noticing visual dialogue, where figures look, which symbols repeat, and how the story moves from left to right or from problem to outcome. This approach helps avoid common errors such as jumping to fear-based conclusions when a challenging card appears. Instead, difficult cards become descriptive tools that name obstacles, habits, or pressures, and then guide the conversation toward choices and agency. By practicing combination reading, you create layered interpretations that feel specific without becoming deterministic. The reading becomes less about being right and more about being useful, offering the querent a coherent narrative and actionable insight. Fourthly, ethics, boundaries, and responsible intuition. The book treats ethics as foundational to intuitive reading. Reed acknowledges that tarot can easily drift into dependency, intrusion, or harm when boundaries are unclear. She addresses the responsibility of the reader to be compassionate while staying honest, and to avoid framing impressions as unquestionable truth. This includes being careful with topics that can trigger fear, such as health, legal outcomes, death, or other high-stakes concerns. A responsible approach centers the querent's autonomy. The reading should expand options, support reflection, and encourage wise decision-making rather than replacing the querent's judgment. Read also discusses privacy and consent, especially when questions involve third parties. Instead of spying or making claims about what someone else is thinking, the reader can redirect to what the querent can control, such as communication, boundaries, and personal growth. Business-like boundaries matter too: how to manage expectations, handle repeat questions, and end sessions cleanly. By treating ethics as a practice rather than a disclaimer, the book positions intuitive tarot as a helping art that can be spiritually meaningful while still grounded. This reduces reader anxiety and increases credibility, making sessions safer for everyone involved. Lastly, creating a personal reading style and practice, Read encourages readers to build a style that fits their personality, values, and goals rather than copying someone else's method. A distinctive practice develops through intentional choices: what spreads you prefer, how you open and close sessions, how you phrase insights, and how you integrate intuition with traditional meanings. The book supports experimentation, suggesting that growth comes from reading often, taking notes, and reflecting on what consistently resonates. This topic also speaks to confidence, especially for readers who worry they are not psychic enough. Read reframes confidence as competence built through preparation and repetition. Developing a personal approach includes learning how to communicate clearly, speaking in grounded language, asking clarifying questions when appropriate, and offering options instead of absolutes. It also involves managing your own energy and mindset so that readings stay clean and not emotionally entangled. For those who read professionally, this personal style becomes part of your brand. Clients return because they feel seen and supported, not because you perform certainty. Ultimately, a personal practice makes tarot sustainable. It turns reading into a lifelong skill for self-inquiry, creativity, and decision support, with an approach that remains adaptable as your life and worldview evolve. In conclusion, this book is best for tarot readers who feel stuck between rigid book meanings and vague intuition, as well as for intermediate readers who can interpret cards but want their sessions to feel more fluid, confident, and helpful. Beginners can also benefit, especially if they want to start with an approach that prioritizes real-world usefulness over memorization. The primary life benefit is clarity. Read offers a way to read that reduces pressure and helps you listen for the core message even when the querent cannot name it. That skill translates beyond tarot into better coaching, communication, and self-trust. The emphasis on ethics and boundaries also protects readers from burnout and protects querents from dependency, making tarot a healthier long-term practice. Compared with many tarot books that focus mainly on card definitions or complex esoteric systems, this one is oriented toward the lived experience of reading people. It gives you a professional mindset, practical strategies, and a framework for intuitive interpretation that still has structure. If you want a book that helps you sound natural, stay responsible, and deliver meaningful insight without needing the perfect question, it is a strong purchase in a crowded category. If you would like to support Teresa Reed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.